This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. All Indonesian Scout Movement Pramuka holds special needs Pramuka camp. Indonesia allocates $480 million to develop strategic plantation commodities, create millions of jobs. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian Scout Movement hosted a special camp for individuals with disabilities to commemorate Scout Day on Thursday, August 14th. Rama Sidki Pratama has more.
Tepuk Pramuka!
The Indonesian Pramuka Movement, the country's main scouting organization, marked its 64th Pramuka Day in Jakarta on Thursday, August 14th. This year, the movement organized the 2025 Special Needs Pramuka Camp, attended by Scout members with disabilities. Secretary General of the National Quarter of the Scout Movement, Bakhtiar Utomo, said the event has the very same characteristics as a regular jamboree.
Kegiatan perkemahan berkebutuhan khusus ini sifatnya sama dengan kegiatan.
This camp for special needs is no different from a jamboree. It's a party for kids with disabilities. We bring them together and there's no distinction. The camp is exactly the same as a jamboree. This is the essence of scouting, noble and extraordinary. We nurture all future generations of the nation without discrimination. This is what is called equality.
Tanpa membeda-bedakan. Jadi ini yang disebut namanya kesetaraan.
Utomo added that the camp features various skill-building activities, some tailored to participants' conditions. The activities include technology-related skills, such as artificial intelligence or AI.
Jadi kegiatan ini juga dia mendirikan tenda, tali.
They will still set up tents, do knot tying, and so on. But there will also be activities related to technology and information. We will include e-sports and introduce AI, so they won't be left behind compared to non-disabled people.
Ketinggalan dengan orang-orang yang biasa.
The 2025 Special Needs Pramuka Camp is being held from Thursday, August 14th, until next Tuesday, August 18th, followed by over 900 participants from 26 provinces, with more than 400 scouts with disabilities. Pramuka Day is celebrated in Indonesia to mark the founding of the Indonesian Pramuka Movement on August 14, 1961. Rama Sidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government has set aside approximately $480 million to boost five key plantation commodities: coconut, cocoa, cashew, sugarcane, and nutmeg. Ofra has the detail.
Dan ini kita akan membantu petani-petani seluruh Indonesia, total luasan kurang lebih 800.000 hektar, dan insya Allah nanti melibatkan mungkin 1 jutaan orang.
In a press conference held in Jakarta on Wednesday, Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman said the program will support farmers across Indonesia while creating millions of new jobs.
Ini kita kembangkan, Bapak Presiden sudah berikan anggaran
This program is being developed with a budget of approximately $480,000 USD provided by the president. It will help farmers throughout Indonesia, covering a total area of around 800,000 hectares and is expected to involve about 1 million workers.
Pekerja, 1 jutaan tenaga kerja.
Minister Ambrang further explained that the program will involve state-owned enterprise, PT Perkebunan Nusantara, as the main driver, especially for sugarcane development and replanting projects. He aims for the program, which will run for 3 consecutive years, to enable Indonesia to achieve self-sufficiency in white sugar for domestic consumption within the next 2 years. Ofrarina, Voice of Indonesia.
The role of cultural diplomacy as a powerful tool for international relations was the central theme of a recent public lecture, Harmony Beyond Borders, Unlocking Potential of the Cultural Diplomacy, held at Jakarta on Wednesday this week. This event was held as a part of the Road to Indonesia International Conference on Cultural Diplomacy 2025 by the Indonesian Ministry of Culture. It is also in anticipation of the upcoming Candi Summit 2025 to be held in Bali from 3rd to 5th September. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon emphasized how culture has evolved to become a key instrument in a foreign policy. He stated that culture is no longer merely the subject of diplomacy, but the method, the medium, and even the message itself.
As Indonesians, we bring the richness of historical experience and cultural depth to this global conversation. As one of the world's mega diverse countries, the diversity we possess, both cultural and biological, is a source of our diplomatic strength.
He further stressed that the cultural diplomacy extends beyond government initiatives, encompassing various approaches from the repatriation of cultural objects to the role of everyday aesthetics in fostering intercultural understanding. The event featured a prominent speaker who highlighted the multifaceted nature of cultural diplomacy. Founder, President Emeritus and Chancellor of Institute of World Politics, John Lynch-Sowski, spoke on the way culture diplomacy may work to break down barriers between people with difference through arts, exhibitions, education, literature, gift-giving, or promoting ideas.
It's a door opener. And you want to put it another way, it is a sophisticated form of psychological conditioning in order to make people more amenable to working with you, listening to you, negotiating with you, etc.
On the same occasion, the Indonesian Minister of Culture also expressed hope that the discussion would inspire the broadened perspectives, strengthening a commitment to integrate cultural diplomacy into Indonesia's foreign policy. Former Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin and officials reflect on Islamic economics and finance in Indonesia ahead of the country's Independence Day.
Sarasehan Nasional Ekonomi dan Keuangan Syariah Refleksi Kemerdekaan Republik Indonesia ke-80 tahun 2025.
Indonesian experts gathered in a national seminar in Jakarta on Wednesday, August 13, discussing the Islamic economics and finance developments and achievements in the country ahead of its 80th Independence Day. Former Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, in his keynote address, reflected on the Islamic economics growth in Indonesia, which he describes as gradually developed into what he called a new stream of Indonesia's economy. He also proposed to the Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani that a dedicated law be established to integrate Islamic economics into various sectors.
Untuk itu, saya kira, Putri, ini kita harus...
For that reason, I think, Mrs. Sri, we need to create a comprehensive Islamic economic law, so it won't be fragmented as it is now, with separate laws for banking and insurance and so on. With an Islamic economic law, Islamic economics can be incorporated into any sector. On the same occasion, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani outlined government measures to pave the way for Indonesia to become a global hub for Islamic economics. Among them is the Green Sukuk, Islamic bonds for environmentally friendly projects, which was launched in 2018 and claimed to be the first of its kind.
Bahkan
Karena Islam adalah juga bicara tentang sustainability, kita mengeluarkan...
Because Islam also speaks about sustainability, we issued the sovereign green sukuk. It was the first in the world. We have issued $7.7 billion worth of green sukuk, which has directly improved Indonesia's global ranking in Islamic finance.
Langsung meningkatkan tadi ranking Indonesia di dalam keuangan syariah global.
Meanwhile, Indonesia's Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, praised the progress of Islamic economics in the country over the past decade. Its governor, Peri Warjio, highlighted Indonesia's modest fashion industry and Islamic finance sector, both of which are among the largest in the world.
Alhamdulillah, 10 tahun Indonesia...
All praises to God, over the past 10 years, Indonesia has been one of the global players in Islamic finance. Indonesia is the best, the number one, in modest fashion. In Islamic finance, if I'm not mistaken, we rank second or third.
Keuangan syariah, kalau tidak salah nomor dua atau nomor tiga.
The forum discussed Islamic economics, an economic system based on Islamic values such as social justice and collective prosperity. It was organized by Bank Indonesia in collaboration with the Indonesian Ulama Council and the National Committee for Islamic Economy and Finance. Ramasiki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Japan is offering up to 820,000 job opportunities through the Specified Skilled Worker Scheme until 2029. However, Indonesia has currently filled only 12% of the available placement. Indonesia Minister for the Protection of Migrant Workers, Abdul Kadir Karding, stated during the opening of the Indonesian Business Council Trade and Overseas Forum in Jakarta on Wednesday, only around 10,000 Indonesian migrant workers are currently employed in Japan under the specified skilled worker scheme. However, the market potential remains wide open for other skilled Indonesian workers. In 2024, migrant workers contributed to more than 200 trillion rupiah in foreign exchange, underscoring the sector's significant role in national economy.
Kami melakukan kajian bahwa sumbangsi.
We conducted a study showing that contribution to foreign exchange from available data last year reached 300.3 trillion rupiah from the migrant worker sector. This is something positive for us to develop amid the current demographic trends, which we must mitigate so that these demographic changes become productive and beneficial.
Yang sekarang harus kita mitigasi agar demografi ini menjadi produktif, bermanfaat.
Analysis by the Indonesian Business Council Institute estimates a 30% increase in worker placement could reduce unemployed by 0.28 points and boost foreign exchange earnings. To pursue this opportunity, the Ministry and the Indonesian Business Council have formed a strategic partnership to strengthen the skilled labor placement ecosystem through competency development, expanded certification, and worker protection. Indonesia Minister of Culture Fadlizon believes that preserving national ladies' outfit kebaya not only preserves cultural heritage, but also has significant potential to boost economy growth. He conveyed this in his remarks at the 2025 National Kebaya Day at the National Museum in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Tentu saja ini juga akan menghidupkan.
Of course, this will also revitalize the cultural economy, the cultural industry, which will benefit MSMEs and so on. I believe this operation will continue to be a sustainable cultural economy activity alongside fashion and extraordinary variety of expression of the kebaya.
Fashion dan juga beragam ekspresi yang luar biasa dari kebaya ini.
He emphasized that the existence of the kebaya, recognized by UNESCO as a world tangible cultural heritage, is a strategic momentum for Indonesia to strengthen the creative industry, particularly the MSME, fashion, and tourism sectors.
Jadi dengan momentum ini, mari kita kuatkan komitmen kebaya sebagai sumber narasi dan sejarah. Kebaya bukan hanya busana, tapi juga bagian dari peradaban, warisan, kekuatan, dan identitas perempuan Indonesia.
So with this momentum, let's strengthen our commitment to the kebaya as a resource of narrative and history. The kebaya is not just a fashion item, but also part of civilization, a legacy of strength and identity for Indonesian women. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cepat. Cepat, kasihku sayang. Cepat. Atau kita kan terlambat datang. Atau kita kan terlambat datang. Kelas hampir mulai, lonceng telah berbunyi. Takkan terlambat lagi, walau sekejap ini.
Selamat of Indonesia.
Jadi tak sabar.
Langit telah begitu gelap malam, menggenapkan hasrat engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku,
bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukan.
Dekap, dekaplah diriku, dengar kan debaran hati, jangan kau ragukan aku. Engkau bunga jiwaku, bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Semakin terbang melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
Indonesia is home to numerous ancient temples, masterpieces of Hindu-Buddhist architecture from various kingdoms. Based on inscriptions that provide records of the condition at a time, these temples were built between the 3rd century and the end of the Hindu-Buddhist era in the late 14th century. Most of these temples are located in Java Island. One of them is Plaosan Temple. Located in Dukuh Plaosan, Bugisan Village, Prambanan Sub-District, Klaten Regency, Central Java Province, Indonesia, Plaosan Temple may not be so famous as Borobudur and Prambanan Temples, but it has its own unique charm and is also known as the Temple of Religious Tolerance. The temple complex is often referred to as the Twin Temples, consisting of Plaosan Lor and Plaosan Kidul. Plaosan Temple is a typical example of the acculturation of Hindu and Buddhist religions, and is believed to have been built in the 8th or 9th century AD. With an affordable entrance fee, you can enjoy and learn about the stories behind this temple. Currently, Plaosan Lor and Plaosan Kidul temples are separated by a road. The name Plaosan Lor refers to its location north of the road, while Plaosan Kidul is located south of the road. Today, Plaosan Lor is in better condition, with two large temples still standing majestically. However, the main temple in Plaosan Kidul is no longer intact. The reliefs at Plaosan Temple are delicate and intricate, similar to those found at Borobudur, Sewu, and Sari temples. The beautifully structured temple buildings neatly arranged in a vast open field, especially in Plaosan Lor, create a breathtaking scene. The best time to visit this temple is about an hour before sunset, as it offers an opportunity to capture aesthetic photos bathed in the light of setting sun from the west. Located near the main Yogyakarta-Solo road, Plaosan Temple Complex is easily accessible. Additionally, The Plaosan Temple Complex hosts the Twin Temple Festival, held annually. This festival showcases a variety of dances from across the Indonesian archipelago. It is the only large-scale cultural festival held in Klaten. This event is part of the launch of a tourism village in collaboration with the Indonesian Institute of the Arts Surakarta. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the Perusahaan Ekspedisi. The Perusahaan Ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means how much is the fee? Mengirim, mengirim, which means to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it
kereta. Kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Still in my room, the world keeps spinning as if there is no you. But why I'm always thinking about you and you, there is nothing like you do. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid 'cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. Sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but life must go on. There is no me and you. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid 'cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big, big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but love must go on. There is no me and you.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Alosi Ripolo Dua. The song Alosi Ripolo Dua is a Bugis language song. The phrase Alosi Ripolo Dua in Bugis means like two peas in a pot. The song tells the story of a couple who has similar face. Some Indonesians believe that if a man and a woman look alike, they will be matched. Well, listener, here is the song Alosi Ripolo Dua by Ifah Zainab Alwi. Enjoy!
padaku tanpa bimbang. Takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dandy bernyanyi, muka kembali lagi, musik indie di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Jimmy Buluk siaran, Otong Koyo Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagu Efek Rumah Kaca. Lalu ada Berili Kumahua di majalah bernama Kami Turut Bangga. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Navikula bertandang, SID berjuang. Lalu ada Gigi Anci Topati, Watchers Campus Company, dan Ren terus berlari. Tiba-tiba panggilan kerjaan tak bisa diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Sepi. Izinkanlah aku kenang sejenak perjalanan. Oh, oh, oh. Dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu. Ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kering.